Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that brings not forth fruit, he takes it away. And everyone that brings forth fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Already you are clean through the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bring forth fruit from itself unless it remain in the vine, no more can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone remain not in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my sayings remain in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit and you shall become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, as I have kept the commandments of my Father and remain in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be fulfilled. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no one than this, that one lays down his soul for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever things I command you. I no longer call you servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, because all things which I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and placed you that you may go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit remain, that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. These are the things that I command you, in order that you love one another. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it's revealed in his second coming in the work Divine Providence, a portion of passage number 30. The Lord's heaven in the natural world is called the church. And an angel of this heaven is a man of the church who is conjoined to the Lord. And after he leaves this world, he becomes an angel of the spiritual heaven. From this it is clear that what has been said of the angelic heaven must also be understood of the human heaven that is called the church. This reciprocal conjunction with the Lord, which constitutes heaven in man, is revealed by the Lord in these words in John. Remain in me, and I in you. That he that remains in me, and I in him, that same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. And further from Divine Providence, a portion of passage 92. By means of freedom and rationality, the conjunction of the Lord with man and the reciprocal conjunction of man with the Lord are effected. Blessed are those who hear the word of the Lord and keep it. Amen.